The stock, this is retreating on Alan Palermo. Alan, A-L-A-N. Alan Palermo, P-A-L-E-R-M-O. Palermo. Date of birth is 12-14-55. Date of visit 5-20-26. Please make a copy for Catherine Milan, M.D. Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N. Milan, M-A-L-I-N, M.D. Next, next paragraph. Dear Catherine, thank you for sending Alan Palermo for evaluation. Next, chief complaint is cough and bilateral lung infiltrates, period. Next, paragraph is present, tell us, this is a 70-year-old male who has had a history for recurrent bronchitis, has previously been treated with oral antibiotics and steroids, and continues to have persistent symptoms of cough and chest tightness, period. The patient denied fevers, chills, night sweats, or hemoptysis, period. He was sent for a chest CT on 4/6/26, which showed can you please change the first paragraph? Oh, yeah, continue. Continuing the dictation. The patient's chest CT showed few scattered ground glass opacities in both lung fields. And no lytic lesions. He has previously had a whole body CT to evaluate him for myeloma, and the CT in December of 2025 showed a calcified granuloma in the right lower lobe, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of prostate cancer with prostatectomy, history for rotator cuff repair on the right in 2023, and history for hiatal hernia repair. In 22, also has a history for depression. Next, paragraph. allergies, no drug allergies, but has allergy to pollen. Next paragraph, habits. The patient denies smoking. No alcohol use, period. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of pulmonary embolus. Mother had pancreatic cancer. Next paragraph, med list included Divalproex 500 milligrams daily, Bupropion 150 milligrams daily, and levocetirizine 5 milligrams daily. Next, system review. The patient has had no recent weight loss, no fatigue or fever, just cough and some shortness of breath, and denies any. He does have urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. He has vertigo and sore throats and hoarseness. He has nausea and occasional abdominal pains, no diarrhea. He has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations. He has depression and has had muscle aches. He has no seizures but has headaches and some memory loss, no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly male, alert, pale, but no acute distress. There is no sign of the sectors, clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure, 128/70. Pulse is 65, respirations 14, temperature 97.2. Weight is 157, saturation 97. Nature India norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds at the bases with occasional wheezes. Scattered. Heart sounds of regular S1 and S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organ. Megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic bronchitis with reactive airways. Number 2 is a history of migraines. Number 3 is bilateral lung infiltrates. And number 4 is depression. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and got a CBC, CMP, IgE level, a follow-up chest CT in 6 weeks, and a follow-up visit here in approximately 8 weeks. He will use Brio Ellipta, 100 micrograms, 1 puff daily. Can you add in the allergy section, allergies to erythromycin and codeine? Okay. And at the end, thank you for this consultation. Copy for Catherine Malan, MD, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Catherine Malan, M-A-L-A-N, MD. Thank you.